This is the article entitled, I Am That I Am, which is found in the book Collected Writings by Bicknell Young. I am a lawmaker. My laws are divine laws, omnipotent laws. I am a law unto this and every condition and circumstance that confronts me. Every action, incident, movement, faculty, function, organ in the divine creation is an idea of God and is constantly declaring, I am. Every idea must do this and cannot do otherwise. It does not know how and cannot know how to be unlike infinity, perfection, eternality. Love is not afraid. Love says, I am. Behold my glory, and I am in heaven, because I am the glorification of infinite being. And it makes no difference which it is, a foot, a hand, or an eye. That idea, that expression, is my body, your body. Hand, foot, eye, glorify God in saying, I am. That which man reflects is to him his real being. The universe is the body. Everything is in consciousness. That of which you are conscious is forever, is your forever body. Be assured of your divine embodiment. Say, I am, and do not forget that there will always be a time when you will be saying, I am, and you are the very evidence and presence of that substance. In that substance, there is only presence. Therefore, be, and by being, heal the sick. When God said to Moses, I am hath sent me unto you, Exodus 3, it was Moses' discernment that I am that I am is my mind, my consciousness, my eternal being. I am is the power with which I have being. Today we may be under tremendous odds, but do not lose, I am. Ideas glorify God by saying, I am. Jesus said, I and my Father are one, and we are one and only one when we say, I am. Our substance is our being, and being is eternal. I am declaring itself, shows forth ideas, declaring I am. All right ideas declare I am. Every idea showing forth the infinite consciousness is alive. There are no dead ideas. An idea can never be inert, unconscious. Every idea is distinct and individual. Every thought that comes to you can say, I and my Father are one. That which means man means the fullness of being, reflection of the divine infinite as dominion, power, mind, etc., showing itself forth, declaring, I am. That divine man, the real man, is revealed more and more by everything you find out about God, because everything you find out about God is true about man. I am one, and there is no other I am than God. I am is clear, conscious, active, and is the law to the belief of malpractice that would present itself as stagnation or not being clear, limitation, fear, doubt. Love says, I am. I and my Father are one. That expression is your body, my body, our body. Be sure it is your divine embodiment saying, I am. The thing that takes care of what seems to be a problem is to find out that there isn't one, because all that mind has done is not in the nature of a problem, but is in the nature of scientific manifestation of divine intelligence, which, after its divine nature, is ever uttering itself, I am, and which finds in its own nature nothing that is unlike itself and knows no problem. Infinite mind is ever saying, I am. Every idea and function is constantly saying, I am. You find real nerve when you recognize that one thing, that divine fact, that you and your Father cannot be separated. And every divine organ and function in the infinite body or embodiment of being is saying, I am. When you learn to understand that the only I am is God, and man is the evidence of the divine self-existence and is ever in evidence, and there never was a time when the divine self-evidence God could get along without man, then you will not be afraid to say, I am. And you will know the only thing that is saying it is the infinite mind. It is your thinker, is your consciousness. And when you are saying it, you are really finding yourself. Let the treatment give the treatment. The treatment is God. I am. There is nothing the matter here. Life is the one I am. There is no other life. Every idea of mind is eternally saying, I am. Therefore, the idea exists spiritually. It is existing perfectly, but it is not existing inside of us. All that can be said about God can be said about man. The I am becomes a most important expression in the unfolding of Christian Science. Without it, we are apt to think of God as being far off. make your declarations to the effect that this day have I begotten the right idea, this day and evermore. This is my begotten Son means the same thing, and my creation is one with me. So let I am utter itself as consciousness. The real man is both male and female, because he represents the Father, Mother, God. He is complete representative in his infinite progress, every function of his being forever saying, I am. The great I am of all being is not restricted, neither restricting. Love does not fear, and knowing no fear, cannot fear to be infinitely individual as well as infinitely universal. Love is never afraid to have man attain unto love. There where you think, there where you dwell, there where your consciousness says, I am, there victory appears. I am says to that which claims to be I am, I never knew you. Depart from me. Matthew 7. And I am that I am is the only mind. I, the ego, never does the same thing twice in the same way. The divine mind is infinite. Nothing becomes old in the sense of wearing out. Nothing becomes tired. It is the knowing that is the I am that heals every case, and we must get that state of positive knowing that says, I am. O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee. 1 Chronicles 17. You have this oneness, mind and idea. I am that I am, giving treatment. And beside me there is no other. What you call I, us, defines the Father as the Father. I am that I am. When any suggestion as to opposition comes up, see, I am. That which I am forever. And that which declares I am is all there is to one. A Christian Science treatment is God that speaks through the Christ and says, I am. Survey the universe from the standpoint of infinite being and say, I am. Otherwise, you are not assuming your rights and prerogatives. All is mind, and there is no other mind. See clearly that what you know is not your knowing something apart from God, but is God knowing his own. That is your treatment. It is, must be, I am. Do not permit the thought to grow that you are saying God is the only power, presence, life, etc. Let God say, I am. Man is the evidence of this great I am, the expression, illustration, and identical manifestation of I am. Everything shows forth mind or intelligence. Everything from infinitesimal to immensity is constantly glorifying God as the intelligence or intelligent expression of the one infinite principle or mind. We should know it more clearly and be more sure of it. The result and thought are one. Table is thought itself. I am. Everything in God's creation says, I am. The only I is infinite and eternal. The man who walks around and says, I am, is all there is to man. I am is the real man. Don't think about it. Think it. Infinity, as law, says, I am. God saying, I am, Christ appeared as the impersonal presence of God and its availability. The one ego says, I am, and it is I am. Principle and its idea is one. Every organ, everything that seems to be an organ in the human body is saying, I am, and is having a lovely time. Everything is proclaiming, I am. Divine mind never objectifies anything. I is always I am. It is direct and perfect operation of truth. Man is all there is to this which walks around and says, I am that I am. The same ego. There are not two. We live and move and have our being and our hearing and our sight as one infinite mind. When I receive a telephone message or mail, I always know that malpractice or suggestion cannot reach me through the message or mail, that no message can come to the Son of God, but I am, and all is well. In that realm where thought is God declaring himself, saying I am in my infinite expression, in my infinite individuality, in my beauty and glory and grandeur of true being, I am, and that is man. This I am that I am is the name for all that is an infinite idea, embodying all the characteristics and qualities of Father, Mother, God, the source, substance, presence, and law of all real being. Humility is a divine idea. It is the recognition of the allness of God. It is even more than that, because it is omniscience asserting itself as understanding and declaring I am with unfailing confidence and power. Such humility enables the practitioner to keep himself entirely out of the case and to keep the divine Christ in. Infinity is one, always asserting itself after its nature. It forever unfolds itself. It always says, I am, and consequently, is truly individual. Without the recognition of this fact, any true understanding of infinity is impossible. This day is spirit, not matter, saying, I am in every incident of creation. Mind sees. That is the idea. That is sight. There isn't an idea in all the whole creation that isn't just saying all of the time, I am. All there is to me is that infinite Father, Mother, God, in which I have my being, and by virtue of which I exist forever. Think as mind, and then you are man, and at the same time you have the healing Christ. This is the I am that I am. Christian Science says, I am. My creation is perfect. My divine man exists because I exist. And there is nothing to him or about him that can be different from my divine selfhood. That's what God is to each of us and about us. It is God saying, I am, in his own creation, and obliterating that which is unlike that creation. It is the divine Christ. Chief thing is divine consciousness, infinite I am. Man is well now, sustained and maintained in his business, health, etc., by God, who said, I am. Our God is so kind and true, so loving and just, and is so constantly knowing I am, that I will know what to do and do it at the right time. I am mind expressing itself. The thing that heals is mind. This is one presence, the rejection of error. God is the real creator, the only one, Father, Mother, God, and loves us and is not a long way off, but right here, talking to us like children. Trust the divine consciousness that is God. Be very intimate with God. Almost you can say, you are my mind. It is God healing, Christ healing. God, mind, spirit, truth, substance, and I am all infinite being without a competitor. I am the only one, the only presence here. In the order of divine science, there is one mind. Everything that occurs in the universe has its being in this one mind, principle, I am that I am. Man is all that he knows of God. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. Isaiah 45. Not as thought about mind, but thought as mind. I am divinity of Jesus. Basis, always I am one infinite mind. Prophet, inspiration and reason, no lost action, nothing to interfere with its continuity. Always I am. Science is always God declaring himself as everything. It is substance, power, always saying, I am. Everything that you have learned about God is the real man, because God is I am. Strive to think only as God thinks, according to the law of being. Man's ego, I am that I am. Wisdom is always love. I am saying what God is. What have you? Man. When you seek God, you get man. The understanding is man, not something with understanding. Thinking is the thinker. Truth is not waiting, it is always here. Truth, all the time saying, I am. You cannot be too radical. No fear. The only I am there is, infinite spirit. Nothing going on in reality, but infinite I am, enforcing its own law. It is the Christ declaring, saying, announcing, and proving the divine consciousness, saying, here, this is the I am. This is the one infinite mind. Here is the one and only one. If a person has indigestion, know right away, there is no indigestion in the infinite mind, and that's the law to the case. It says to this person, I am the only I am. There is nothing else. Nerve. Its infinite creation is itself in every detail, and every idea from the infinitesimal to infinity is in and of mind, and is exactly the same substance as the divine mind. It is mind in every detail. Whatever idea of being it is mind saying, here I am. I, itself I. That is the real ego, divine principle, spirit, soul, incorporeal, unerring, immortal, and eternal mind, that's the I. If that is I, then that is the only I, the only one. If there is one God, and that God is mind, and that mind is the real ego, the only one, that's the only one. Moses must have seen that in a wonderful way when he said to those people, I am hath sent me. And then he said after a while, I am that I am. And that is the one I am. The divine ego is finding expression in everything he thinks or says, in all that he knows and does, in all that he desires or wishes or has ambition to achieve. He finds that divine ego is always saying, I am, showing the way, giving the basis for all true action and true achievement. Love is all there is, and the only man there is, just that expression or reflection. We are using words again, but it is just God saying, I am. That's all. The infinite I am, the one and only mind, embodies or expresses all being, is being. The realization of that is often a means of healing. There is nothing to know outside of that divine ego. That which says, I am, knows all, and there is no other I am. In Exodus, it says, I am that I am. That is the only I am there is, the one and only I am. Then that's the only I am that I am. I have no existence apart from God. That is virtually the declaration. The divine I am would say, I am, and nothing else. That would be the treatment. Jesus evidently had extraordinary realizations which were virtually like that. Of course, that is the ideal. Your own thought, which is the reflection or expression of God or the presence of God, says, I am all. Writing in park. Isn't that all right? Isn't it a perfectly legitimate thing? If there is any truth in it, isn't it governed by God? And Jesus says, I am the way and the life. Well, there is no other I am, and there is no other I am to this event of taking a ride in the park. And if there is anything true about it, that's true. When the process shall have disappeared in the throne of grace, there will not be any process, but there is only pure science revealing itself as I am, saying, thus it is. The real man is an infinite idea. Don't replace a false belief with the thing you call a spiritual idea. What you do is to see constantly the infinite expression of infinite being, which is called God's man. I am. That's all there is to him, all there needs to be. Anyone who understands the divine ego, mind, spirit, the one I am, knows there is no other I am, no other mind, and he cannot possibly think I am in any other way than that of infinity. He runs no risk of entertaining any foolish belief to the effect that man is God, but he knows with increasing certainty day by day the fact that man is God-like and that each one of us is that man. divine presence saying, I am. What you see and admit, that operates. What's in your consciousness? Will you admit what mortal mind says and isn't real or true? The eternal principle of Christian Science is not concerned with human opinions. It never heard anything about any of them. The infinite selfhood of love is satisfied, joyous, and nothing unlike good ever knocks at the door of this true consciousness. The eternal idea desires nothing, seeks nothing, fears nothing. No suggestion of I want enters there. Why not give up such a foolish mental attitude and be ready, ever ready, to awake in the image of the I am, for this only is the irresistible Christ manifested in perfect and permanent healing. This recognition of ever-present I am is the Christ. Moses discerned this I am, and so long as this discernment remained unimpaired, it acted according to its source, according to God, to I am that I am. Many centuries have passed since the time of Moses, but has the ego become less than infinite? Less than one, less than all, by lapse of time? If Moses, 6,000 years ago, knew enough to claim his inseparable unity with God, good, should we, with Christian Science to enlighten us, fail to take steps equally advanced? Science and Health, page 588, defines I am as God, incorporeal and eternal mind, divine principle, the only ego. On the same page, I, or ego, is defined as divine principle, spirit, soul, incorporeal, unerring, immortal, and eternal mind. I, or ego, is further defined in the next paragraph as there is but one I, or us, but one divine principle, or mind, governing all existence. About all the troubles of the human race may be traced directly or indirectly to a false material sense of the ego. The story of Adam and Eve illustrates this false sense, and subsequent human history in the Bible is the account of the false ego, wholly misled and misleading. Mrs. Eddy, therefore, takes particular pains in her work to make it clear that I am is never represented by that which is finite, material, or mortal. The same realization of the unity of being that came to Moses in the thought, I am that I am, is made possible through Christian Science. To what extent, it is sometimes asked, may one say, I am? To what extent shall one permit this thought to take on the grandeur and power of divinity and announce the immutability and enforcement of the divine law in healing the sick? The one possible answer, in the light of Mrs. Eddy's revelation, is to the fullest extent of which one is capable. But there must be no mistake as to the meaning of I am. Spirit alone can really say, I am. Finite, material sense, reaching out beyond itself, cannot properly say, I am that I am. But if pure science is enthroned, and thought rises entirely above matter, if a case be taken rather as an opportunity than a task, if it is seen that infinity is perfect and that there is nothing to be healed or saved, if all desires, even those we call legitimate, have vanished in the realization of the adorable one, then thought can say, I am that I am. The I am that I am does not mean anything that is mortal or material, does not mean personal perfection, does not mean anything that might be conceived as limited or finite. It means the one mind, the one intelligence, our intelligence, the one life, our life, the divine principle from which no man can be separated for an instant, nor from which he could be diverted or perverted. This fact is to make a purely scientific statement, and to make it is the only right thing to do. To say to those who are unprepared to understand what you mean, something that is radical, though absolutely true, but has not yet been explained, will often get you into trouble, if it could. We will do well to avoid trouble by not making statements, but rather by thinking them in such a way that they constitute God with us. The life of Jesus, as given in the New Testament, indicates progressive unfoldment of divine presence, the awakening of human consciousness, and gradually supplanting it by mind, the I am, infinite consciousness, holy good. If you say, I am that I am, and I hope you do once in a while, unless you say it and know it from the standpoint of the one consciousness or mind, it would not be right. You should say these things so as to gain the realization of the I am that heals. The only I am or ego that I am knows what to do, and I possess this knowledge. I urge you to apprehend more and attain more of that which is true. Remember, no statement of that kind can explain itself. Stand for that which is absolutely true. Ego, man, is the true image of ego, God, no other. When you are assailed by the suggestion of needing this or that, you can declare, I have no such need. The I am that I am, the only I am there is or can be, is not a state of need, but is spirit, substance, constituting and possessing all things. Mrs. Young said to me one day, infinite being is, And as nothingness could never have sprung from nothingness, all that exists must have existed from all eternity. Life, man, and things then exist inevitably. It is impossible that they should ever cease. The life of Jesus exemplifies true devotion and pure unselfishness. And there never was a moment from the first recorded incident of importance, that of contending with the doctors of religion, up to the time of the ascension, when he permitted any erroneous acceptance of what mortal mind calls good to retard his progress. He knew that to show forth I am must not be hampered by any sense of so-called duty or religion, because the most unselfish thing that could possibly happen, and the greatest devotion that he could show to the human race, were to appear through his full demonstration of divine power. By acknowledging the one mind, the one and only ego, the one and only I am, we learn how to surrender the false beliefs, sin, sickness, and death incidental to the so-called personal minds. In the same way, we surrender the false belief that there is a finite mind that can have a belief of such a body or consciousness of such a body. To sit quietly and declare I am will confer a power that nothing else can. Mary Baker Eddy. Absolute acknowledgement of the ever-presence of infinite perfection.